love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Sing it, John. Bring it home for
us. We are Texas proud. We shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
Not great. Great heat.
Who called it first?
I did 4 years ago.
No. Ben Ryder did 3 years ago. You're trying to take credit for it 4 years ago.
No, they did. I keep looking. It's and their team, you saw the prospects. Their team was so bad. Last place that year.
Well, that's a third straight 100-loss season.
Unbelievable.
And Ben Ryder said, a cover of Sports Illustrated, your 2017 World Series champs, the Houston Astros, and he's with us right now on ESPN 97.5. Ben, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, man, if you had it 4 years ago, I only had it 3.5 years
right.
ago. So you win on that one, right?
What was it, 3 years, 3 months, and 30 days or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that was a hell of a prediction.
They're a step closer.
You caught some grief for that, too, didn't you?
People hated this cover, man. When it first came out, they hated it. First of all, they thought it was an outrageous idea that the worst team basically ever seen in the history of the world might win the World Series 3 years down the line. Second of all, I think they kind of thought it was an affront to the competitive compact of sports, what the Astros were doing, to not only tank, but to do it so blatantly. People were really, really upset about this. We got a lot of hate mail, but, you know, that's kind of turned around the next year when they got off to a good start. People were all kind of like, oh, man, maybe there's something going on here, actually.
Okay, Ben, you didn't just guess at this. I mean, you're obviously follow your craft. What told you then that this team now would be this good?
Right. Well, you know, I think I wrote about 5,000 or 6,000 words in the magazine digging into just what Jeff Luhnow and his crew were doing down there. I guess we bought into the idea that, you know, it was possible to rebuild with such a purity as they were doing, and that they were doing it the right way. We liked that they were combining not just math, not just stats and metrics, but they were still incorporating the traditional views and experiences of scouts and stuff like that into their decision making. And we also liked the nucleus they were building. You know, Altuve was there already. Keuchel had just started to become good. You know, Carlos Correa hadn't debuted in the big leagues yet, but he was already one of the top prospects in the game. They had that nucleus in place to, we thought, 3 years in the future, maybe do something.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, and we were, you know, we saw it, and I saw people talking about the Cubs, too, before a couple, 4 years ago, saying, you know, they're building the nucleus. You can actually see that in the minor leagues, and Jeff Luhnow, their approach was tremendous. Now, it's not like they didn't make mistakes, though. They took Mark Appel instead of Chris Bryant. They took Brady Aiken in the first round and lost that pick.
Could have been Clay Aiken, John.
No, it was Brady. Anyway, he'll do that all the time.
A dad joke. I got to throw him in once.
He's got
in a while,
dad joke.
I got a dad joke.
Always ready. But that was pretty ballsy of you guys and the heat that you guys caught. So that's pretty neat stuff. Now I imagine you're rooting for the Astros, right?
Oh, I'm zen about it, man. Whatever happens, what happens. But I got to correct a common misperception about the Brady Aiken pick, right? I mean, it was a kind of a disaster at the time. But if they had not picked Brady Aiken, they would not have Alex Bregman, right? Alex Bregman was the compensatory pick they got for not signing the first overall pick in the draft. I'd say that's probably looking like a pretty good outcome. I wouldn't count that one as a mistake. Appel was a mistake. Cutting J.D. Martinez during spring training in 2014 was a mistake. But I'm not sure the Aiken one was.
Well, right. Well, they were able to, let's put it this way, they were able to bounce back from it, but it was still a mistake, right?
I don't know. I might have to disagree with you. You know?
Okay. All right. You're welcome to that. And actually, this year is the year that it has all really come together, but it still took, you know, I guess if you look at what, I don't hear people giving Jeff Luhnow enough credit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what people are saying down there, but he certainly should deserve credit, especially for adding Justin Verlander, right? I mean, I think it's impossible to imagine they'd have reached the World Series without him. They'd have certainly made the playoffs because they were like 10 games up when they acquired him. But they're not going to be right where they are right now if they hadn't gotten Justin Verlander 2 seconds before the August 31st trade deadline. And you got to give players credit too. Dallas Keuchel going on the record, trying to light a fire under the front office, saying we got to get somebody. They really came through, and they did it in a way that kind of violated their own internal numbers. You know, everybody says, "Oh, these guys are just number crunchers; they're calculators." Well, you know, their systems are not going to like acquiring a really highly paid pitcher in his mid-30s for a bunch of talented prospects, and they didn't like it. But they kind of overrode their own system to make this move, and now it's paying off.
Okay, Ben, during this process between then and now, why these moves? You talk about getting the Bregman move and, you know, the way that, you know, Correa's come up and exploded on the scene. When they hired A.J. Hinch, did you think this is the right move or I don't know?
I think it was the right move, you know.
Did you think it at the time, though? Did you think it at the time? Okay, cool. All right.
And here's why. Here's why. Because A.J. Hinch understands both sides of the equation, right? Like, he understands, he's a very analytical thinker. He understands all that stuff the front office is doing, but he also understands clubhouse dynamics. He is essentially, you know, the pivot point of the whole organization. He's the conduit through which information flows. He translates what, you know, all this metric stuff the front office is doing to the players, and he translates sentiment within the clubhouse back to the front office. He's kind of the heart of the organization in a lot of ways, and I think they picked the perfect guy for how they wanted to run things.
We're talking with Ben Ryder, Sports Illustrated. 3 years ago, he wrote that the Astros would be the 2017 world champs, and here they are right there on the brink. Do you know what that cover is going for right now on eBay?
I do, and I'm actually getting people hitting me up on Twitter asking me if I have how many I have. Right? I guess this thing's pretty valuable. You have to carry it around with like white gloves or something now, right?
You better have that thing plasticked up right now on eBay. $199.99, $225, $255. It's all over the place. I see another one for $70. But if it doesn't have the sticker on there, no label on there with the, you know, the address, then it's more valuable, obviously, if it doesn't have your name on it, right?
It's sent to your home on
sent
a Thursday.
To your home. Right. But if it's in good shape, you can get some money for that thing.
Whoever said the publishing industry is dying.
There you go. Hey, Ben, okay, with that now, obviously you're riding this out with your prediction and hoping it comes true. All right, remove that prediction 3 years ago. You're an analyst. Who do you favor in the World Series?
You know, I'm still going with the Astros. I mean, obviously I'm biased. I'm not sure if I can, a little bit biased. I'm not sure if I can completely eliminate that.
Right.
But I'm going with the Astros for one reason, right, which was that Game 7 was about as, of the ALCS, was about as stress-free a Game 7 as you can imagine. You know, you expect most teams that go through a seven-game series to be limping into the World Series, you know, not have pitchers available, you know, be banged up. Thanks to Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers, that is not the position the Astros are in. You know, Dallas Keuchel is going to be on an extra day's rest by Tuesday. Justin Verlander is going to be on his normal rest. These guys are going to be perfectly fine to face the Dodgers. And, you know, I'm not picking against them now.
No, you can't. Obviously, you can't pick against them now.
It's a hell of a matchup, though, isn't it?
Break down some. I think, obviously, the Astros have a big edge at second base. Third base would go to Turner, right? Shortstop, Seager against Correa.
Yeah, I mean, it's a toss-up, more or less, in normal circumstances. But I assume Seager's going to be available.
We're assuming, right?
Yes. But I assume he's still going to be a bit compromised by his sore back. I'm going Correa there in this particular series.
Okay, where's the biggest advantage for either team? Like, for instance, is Correa's advantage the biggest because he's the – I mean, not Correa, Altuve.
Altuve at second base.
Or is it the bullpen, the closer, Dodge, Jansen over Giles? Where is the biggest advantage on either team?
I think the bullpen is the biggest advantage for the Dodgers. It's not just Jansen, right?
It's the whole bullpen. I mean,
the whole bullpen. You know, obviously the Astros bullpen was a little bit exposed by the Yankees in particular. Jansen is incredible, first of all, but he's legitimately capable of throwing two-plus innings with no ill effects, right? We've seen it time and again. I'm not quite sure Giles is that sort of pitcher. And, you know, team president Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers has done an incredible job of building that bullpen. Brandon Morrow, one of the best shutdown relievers in the league, and he's looked like in the postseason, adding the Tony Watson and Tony Cingrani, you know, the bullpen is looking like a real advantage for the Dodgers. A lot of pressure going to be on the Houston starters to work deep, and then the relievers to kind of pitch as well as they can.
That was the same against the Yankees. They were able to overcome it. Now, though, they got a hit on the road. I think that's going to be huge. It's been night and day for the Astros being able to, and now you got four games in Dodger Stadium as opposed to having the home field advantage, which you've had in the AL.
Yeah, did you see the weather report, by the way, for Tuesday in Dodger Stadium?
Isn't it 100 right now?
100,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, these guys are used to playing in Houston, but they're used to playing in a nice 72-degree air-conditioned dome. I'm not sure how playing in that sort of heat is going to affect either side, to be fair.
Yeah, no, and, you know, we'll see. There's a lot of question marks. Bellinger, as a rookie, he hasn't looked like a rookie boy, has he? Seager's back is a question mark. Whether or not Kershaw will blow up at any point this postseason, because he usually does. It's not like he's been great, but he's gotten better as the playoffs have gone along.
Yeah, but he hasn't had to pitch under duress either, John, in the postseason. This last game, there was no duress when he closed that one out. You got to see him in a World Series in a 2-1 game. Is he regular season Kershaw, or has he been the +5 ERA Kershaw in the postseason in his career? That's what you got to find out before we can even talk about the Randy Johnson, Koufax, best lefty of all time. Can't until he does something in this series.
Absolutely.
I think you're right about that, but I think that in past postseasons there's been a ripple effect because he has not had that bullpen behind him. He's felt the pressure to do everything himself. I think, you know, they're not asking him for 9 innings in these games now that they have a solid bullpen behind him. Give me a solid 6 if you're Dave Roberts. And that's good. I certainly think Kershaw's capable of doing that.
That's Ben Ryder, SI. He wrote the piece 3 years ago. And, boy, I hope he was absolutely right. We'll find out starting tomorrow night. That's Ben. Ben, we appreciate you being here. Great stuff.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
Thanks for writing that. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it, man.
I remember 3 years ago we were talking about that SI cover. And now here it is. Here it is 3 years later, and he couldn't have been more right.
And you love your Astros in Houston.
And all across the Lone Star State. Ben Ryder right here.
MVP.
ESPN 97.5.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.